The next kina is the Atta Amarta, found on 236 in this kina book. I think some are off by a page or two. But just a brief note on this. It's another kina of Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, and again, packed with psukim from different parts of Tanakh and references to Midrashim as just one example in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth paragraph, the test paragraph. Atta titesa shishim ushmonim. You swept away, a broom, you swept away 60 and 80, which Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is using to refer to the line in Shir HaShirim, Shishim Hema Malachos Ushmonim Pilag Shim. It's a reference to the wives and concubines talking about the different nations as Rabbi Elazar HaKalir uses it, talking about how Hashem chose us and swept away the others. V'lama yazmu moavim ba'amonim la'amzu ba'krovim monim. And then on the other hand, Ammon and Moab came along at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they looked at the Kruvim, the cherubs from the first Beis HaMikdash. They pulled them out of the Ara, maybe the second, and they took them out of the Kodesh Kodashim and said, look, these Jews worship Avodah Zarah just like everybody else. So you declared that we were unique, and Ammon and Moab came along. And they argue that we're not unique at all. We're like everybody else. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir embeds in each verse psukim and midrashim like that. And each verse begins with two lines that are drawn from psukim in Tanakh, which talk about how Hashem helped us and promised to help us still further. And then it concludes with two lines in contrast describing the suffering and degradation we experienced. Like the kina of Im Tochalna that we just read, it focuses on our suffering. However, whereas Im Tochalna was sorrowful, V'ata Amarta, this kina, is accusatory. This kina is angry. This kina is really a tirade. Each verse of the kina begins with Ata, you. We turn to God and we say, you. You promised. You did this. You did that. You set us up to believe in you. And then you let us down. And remarkably, it even turns Hashem's kindnesses into an accusation. You swept away the 60 and the 80, and thereby set us up for destruction through the kindness that you gave us. And the use of the Ata, referring to Hashem directly, is actually a powerful literary technique. It's a reversal of intimacy. You know, normally, when we address a respected figure, we use the third person. Right? We don't say their name. We don't say you. We refer to them in some other way. And the Aruch HaShulchan makes the point that when we say a bracha, we actually have the hubris to refer to Hashem with you, Baruch Atah Hashem, even though the rest of the bracha will refer to Hashem in the third person, God who creates such and such, God who brings bread out of the ground. But we say Baruch Atah, blessed are you. In a bracha, we use the word you in an intimate way. And what we're doing here is we're subverting that intimate religious language of the second person, that you, so that instead of saying you with love to Hashem, we're saying you with disappointment. We're saying you with distress. We're saying you with anger. Nonetheless, at the end of the kina, we're brought back to earth because we get so swept up in, we suffered and you did this to us, that we ignore the fact that, yeah, but there was something else that happened along the way. And at the end of the kina, we acknowledge that there's guilt with us. And we say, Lecha Hashem Atzdaka, righteousness is with you. And that's going to end up being the next kina. V'natzdikach b'chiba, we will recognize your righteousness with the affection that was missing all through the kina. Because we know that in the end of the day, we were lashing out incorrectly. So the chiba, the affection that was missing all through the kina, is brought back in at the end with the acknowledgement that we were wrong. V'ata amarta.